Gingell. It's a standout name when you think of Australian television. In 1956, Bruce Gingell famously declared, "Good evening and welcome to television." He also helped to set up the Nine Network. His son David was CEO of the Nine Network not once but twice. And yesterday, David Gingell stepped down as CEO of Nine after 8 years in the top job. Our TV critic David Knox joins us now. David, hello there.
Good morning, Fran.
He's almost an icon of commercial TV these days. How do you think David Gingell will be remembered?
Well, I would think with considerable affection. I mean, Australia loves its larger-than-life media bosses, and David Gingell is certainly one of those. He's a man who loves TV, and while he probably doesn't quite possess the same packer instinct for knowing what audiences want, he has been very hands-on with Nine programming, almost to the point of often telling programmers what to play, which is great until a show flops and someone else sort of has to wear the egg on their face then. But I've always seen him as being very frank, very pragmatic, which is pretty rare in media at the executive level. Someone who admits when programming, you know, earlier this year said that their programming had not excited audiences, or he cops a slap on the chin by the media watchdog pretty well. But no conversation about David Gingell is going to be complete without mentioning, of course, the biffo with James Packer last year. I mean, only in Australia, Frank, can you have two millionaires or even a billionaire slugging it out in their tracky dacks and thongs at Bondi.
Yeah, two slobby-looking millionaires slugging it out. To be honest, I think that's probably why most people might know the name David Gingell. Not to say he wasn't a very effective media manager, because he was, but media bosses don't really have quite the same profile these days as they used to. But he did oversee the Nine Network at a very tumultuous time in its history, didn't he?
Yes, he did. And look, while you know, with some mirth, I look back on last year, I think his finest hour was probably in 2012 when he avoided the company going into administration. The banks were knocking on the door, and he has made structural change at a time that media has been undergoing so much fragmentation, piracy, the ad market downturn, the streaming, all of that coming in. So look, he's left Nine, Fran, in a strong position. 2016. Is mapped out. The NRL deal is done. Technical changes put in place. I think it also says a lot about the way TV is changing that someone who loves TV so much is getting out of the daily grind. But he will be on the board. As he says, Nine is still in his DNA.
Well, out with the old, in with the new. The new CEO of Channel 9 is Hugh Marks. Do we expect much in a sort of a colour sense from Hugh Marks?
Well, he is a content man. No, I don't think he'll be as colourful as David Gingell. He's best known as being the boss of Southern Star, the production company, before it was known as Endemol, producing shows like Blue Heelers, Secret Life, and yes, Big Brother as well. He's a co-owner of a talent agency, which he shares with Grant Bluckley, a former Channel 10 boss who now runs Southern Cross, and I mentioned that because if media reform takes place and a metro buyer can then go and by a regional, we could be looking at some conversations there.
Mm. Okay, talking about regulation, the Australian Communications and Media Authority, otherwise known as ACMA, will release its new code of practice today. Much was asked of it. What are we expecting?
Yeah, this could be big news today if they give the networks what they're looking for. I mean, imagine if I said to you, Fran, that you could now drop the F-bomb at 7:30, or you could play Underbelly with no cuts to its violence, nudity or language at 7:30. That is one of the changes that the networks have been looking for. If this goes through, it could be one of the biggest changes to the way we watch TV in recent years. So we will know later today whether the networks get their own way. There is a lot more that they wanted as well, but don't have time to go into all of that right now.
Yeah, I wonder. That's a pretty big change. Okay, what's your picks for this week?
Well, look, I don't know if this is really a pick of the week, but it would be remiss of me not to mention Mary, the Making of the Prince of a Princess, the Channel 10 telemovie on Sunday night. Look, if you've seen the promos like me, you're probably a bit worried. I was concerned this might be sort of a bogan Aussie marrying into Danish royalty. It's not quite that. The actress Anna Hamilton.
They look incredibly like them, I have to say, from the small clip I've seen.
Yeah, I know. And I think that's because they've had such success with Bachelor. And so here we are now with a romantic drama. I think the people who've made the same promos are probably responsible for this. What I was going to say is Anna Hamilton, who plays Mary in this, she's actually managed to find, I think, a daggy lovable, which is not the same as bogan lovable in my book. So it's not perfect, but it probably gets better the more it goes on Sunday night on Channel 10. Tomorrow night, last episode this season for Gruen. That was quick, wasn't it?
That was.
So I hope that comes back next year. And if you have pay TV, a good doco tonight, Scrum, which looks at Sydney Convicts, the gay rugby union team, and a great drama on Thursday night, Mr. Robot. This is played on Presto already, but about a vigilante hacker given the chance to take down corporate America. It is one of the best US dramas this year, Mr. Robot, Thursday night on Showcase Channel.
One of the best US dramas, and it's not a one-off. It's an ongoing thing?
It is, yes. So it starts on Thursday night on Foxtel.
Mr. Robot. Thank you very much, David Knox.
Thank you.
Mr. Television, David Knox, tvtonight.com.au. If you want to know more about and read more about David's Inside Baseball TV analysis, thoughts, tidbits, whatever it is, tvtonight.com.au. He's your man.